The Stoics held silence in high regard. They believed that silence isn't merely the absence of sound or passivity. It's a powerful tool to cultivate strength, wisdom, and inner peace. He who has power over himself has power over his greatest enemy. This encapsulates the essence of Stoic silence, mastering oneself through the disciplined use of silence to navigate life's chaos. Using silence effectively means engaging with the world from a place of reflective calm, not reactive emotion. It means speaking only when necessary, listening more than you talk, and allowing space for your thoughts to mature into insightful actions. For the Stoics, silence is not just a personal discipline, it's a strategic approach to life. By choosing when to speak and when to remain silent, we control the flow of information and maintain an aura of mystery and strength. This selective communication conserves mental energy and gives us the clarity to act with purpose and precision. Have you ever wondered how some individuals command a room without uttering a word, or why certain people seem unshakably calm in the face of chaos? Epictetus advised, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Lesson 1. The Art of Stoic Presence. How often do you find yourself influenced by the noise of the world around you? Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca taught the art of maintaining presence, a fundamental secret to silent power. Presence is not about drawing attention to oneself, but about commanding respect through calm, deliberate actions and measured speech. Stoic presence is built on the premise that our external expressions reflect our internal state. The Stoics believed in the power of self-mastery over one's emotions and reactions. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This realization empowers a Stoic presence that does not falter in unpredictable circumstances. Have you noticed how calmness can influence and stabilize others around you? This is the silent power in action. By maintaining a composed demeanor, you indirectly command others to rise to a level of calmness. Stoic presence involves being a pillar of stability when chaos swirls around you, influencing others without explicit efforts to control the environment. The Stoics practiced regular reflection to achieve this state, focusing on internal balance and rational responses. They knew that a well-ordered mind leads to well-ordered actions. Imagine facing life's storms with the steadiness of a captain navigating turbulent seas. That's the visual embodiment of Stoic presence. What does it mean to really listen to someone? Stoic presence is also about active listening, which involves fully focusing on the speaker without planning your response. It's about understanding first and responding second. This form of engagement is powerful. It shows respect and consideration, qualities that naturally enhance your influence. Stoics like Epictetus emphasize the importance of being mindful of our speech. First, learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. By choosing words carefully and speaking only when necessary, your words carry more weight, embodying the silent power that Stoicism extols. But how can one cultivate such presence in everyday chaos? The answer lies in daily practice. Begin each day with a moment of quiet reflection. Consider the day ahead and envision maintaining your composure throughout. This mental rehearsal preps your mind to stay calm and collected. Can control over your reactions change the course of your day? Absolutely. Practicing Stoic presence means constantly returning to a state of internal equilibrium, even when external circumstances try to disrupt it. This might involve taking a few deep breaths before responding to a provocation, or simply choosing to respond with kindness when faced with aggression. Now, what practical steps can you take today to cultivate your Stoic presence? Start by observing your reactions in conversations. Notice when you feel the urge to speak out of turn or dominate the discussion. Practice holding back, listening more than you speak, and see how this shifts the dynamics of your interactions. Each evening, take 10 minutes to reflect on your day. Write down moments when you felt your presence waver and how you might handle them differently using Stoic principles. Note the times when your calm demeanor influenced a situation positively. This reflection not only deepens your understanding of Stoic presence, but also reinforces your practice in maintaining it, enhancing your silent power day by day. Lesson 2. The Stoic Strength of Strategic Silence. Have you ever thought about how strategic silence can be a powerful tool in your communication arsenal? Strategic silence, as taught by the Stoics, is not about mere quietness, but about the judicious use of silence to enhance understanding and influence. It involves knowing when to speak and when to let silence speak for you. This aspect of silent power is crucial in negotiations, leadership, and personal relationships. It gives you the space to observe, to listen, and to gather insights about the thoughts and feelings of others before you express your own. Epictetus advised, "Be silent for the most part, or if you speak, say only what is necessary and in few words." How does strategic silence enhance our interactions? When we choose strategic silence, we allow others the space to fill the void with their own words, which can lead to revealing their intentions and vulnerabilities. This is particularly powerful in negotiations, where giving the other party space to speak can lead to better outcomes and insights. Silence can make others uncomfortable, prompting them to reveal more than they intended. This not only provides us with more information, but also increases our control over the conversation's pace and direction. What are the risks associated with strategic silence? While strategic silence can be a powerful tool, it also carries risks if misused or misunderstood. It can be perceived as aloofness or disinterest if not balanced properly with active engagement. The key is to use silence thoughtfully and pair it with empathetic nonverbal cues like nodding or maintaining eye contact, which signal attentiveness rather than detachment. You can practice strategic silence in daily interactions by consciously deciding not to jump into conversations immediately. This practice helps you develop better listening skills and makes you more present in the moment. Over time, you'll find that this approach not only helps in understanding others better, but also in forming more considered and articulate responses when you do choose to speak. Employing strategic silence encourages self-reflection and mindfulness, important components of Stoic philosophy. It challenges us to think about why we are choosing silence at a particular moment. Is it to gather thoughts, to calm emotions, or to allow others space to express themselves? This introspection enhances our self-awareness and emotional intelligence, crucial traits for personal development. What steps can we take to master strategic silence? Mastering strategic silence involves several practical steps. Begin by observing conversations and notice when others use silence effectively. Experiment with incorporating similar pauses in your own communications. Reflect on the outcomes. Did you gain new insights? Did others reveal more than they typically would? Keep a journal of these experiences to track your progress and adapt your approach as needed. How does strategic silence build respect and authority? When used appropriately, strategic silence can greatly enhance perceptions of your wisdom and authority. By not rushing to fill every gap in conversation, you project confidence and control. People may begin to see you as a thoughtful leader who weighs words carefully and respects the flow of dialogue. This can increase your influence in every sphere of your life, from the professional to the personal. Keep a silence log for 1 month. In this log, record instances where you consciously decide to use strategic silence. Note the context, your reasons for choosing silence, and the outcomes of these interactions. Review this log weekly to evaluate how silence affects your conversations and relationships, and adjust your approach based on these insights. Through the disciplined practice of strategic silence, we not only improve our communications, but also deepen our understanding of ourselves and others. Lesson 3. Harnessing the Stoic Power of Observational Listening. Have you ever noticed how powerful it can be to simply observe and listen? Observational listening, a critical aspect of Stoic practice, involves deeply engaging with the environment and people around us without immediately reacting. This form of silent power enables us to absorb more information, understand deeper undercurrents in conversations, and respond with wisdom rather than impulse. By mastering this skill, we can navigate complex social dynamics and influence outcomes with minimal verbal intervention. Epictetus, a proponent of thoughtful observation, counseled that we have two ears and one mouth, so that we might listen more and talk less. How does observational listening enhance our personal and professional interactions? When we practice observational listening, we give others the space to express themselves fully before we formulate our responses. This not only leads to clearer understanding, but also builds trust and respect. In professional settings, such mastery can lead to better leadership, as team members feel heard and valued, which in turn can enhance team cohesion and productivity. On a personal level, it deepens relationships and fosters a genuine connection that goes beyond superficial exchanges. What are the challenges associated with mastering observational listening? The main challenge in mastering observational listening is overcoming the impulse to speak, solve, or interrupt when others are sharing their thoughts or emotions. Our own biases, judgments, and the internal dialogue can often cloud our ability to fully engage in listening. It requires a disciplined mind to remain present and attentive, resisting the urge to formulate responses while the other person is still speaking. Can observational listening really influence decision-making? Observational listening provides a richer palette of information and insights, which can lead to more informed and considerate decision-making. By understanding all facets of a discussion or a problem, decisions made are often more comprehensive and robust. This is particularly crucial in leadership roles, where the stakes are high and the impact of decisions can be far-reaching. How does observational listening affect our empathy and understanding? This practice enhances our empathy by allowing us to perceive not just the words, but also the emotions and intentions behind them. As we tune in more closely to the subtleties of communication, we become better equipped to respond in ways that acknowledge and address others' feelings and needs. This heightened level of understanding can transform interactions, making them more compassionate and supportive. What steps can we take to cultivate a habit of observational listening? To cultivate this skill, begin by consciously focusing on the speaker, maintaining eye contact, and avoiding distractions. Practice mindfulness to control the urge to interrupt or wander mentally. Reflect after each conversation on what was said and what you learned from listening. Over time, challenge yourself to identify not only the content, but also the emotions and intentions in conversations, which can deepen your understanding further. How does observational listening contribute to our overall wisdom? Observational listening contributes to wisdom by exposing us to a broader range of perspectives and insights. It teaches us that every interaction is an opportunity to learn something new, whether about human behavior, emotional intelligence, or practical knowledge. This approach not only enriches our understanding of the world, but also enhances our ability to navigate it effectively. Engage in active listening sessions, where you listen to a partner talk about their day or a specific issue without interrupting for a full 5 minutes. After listening, summarize what you heard without adding your opinion. Ask for feedback on your summary to ensure accuracy and understanding. Record your observations and feelings about the process in a journal to monitor your progress in observational listening skills. By developing and refining this skill, we can greatly enhance our influence and effectiveness in both personal and professional realms, building deeper connections and making more informed decisions through the wisdom gained in silence. Lesson 4: The strength of subtle influence. Have you ever noticed the profound impact of subtle influence in guiding outcomes without overt control? Subtle influence, a cornerstone of Stoic silent power, involves guiding situations and people through indirect means, like leading by example or through gentle suggestion, rather than direct authority or commands. This form of influence is particularly powerful because it allows others to feel they are acting of their own volition, making the outcomes more sustainable and the relationships more harmonious. Seneca emphasized the importance of influence that comes not from force, but from consistent personal example and the quiet strength of reasoned argument. How does subtle influence enhance our personal interactions? By using subtle influence, we can navigate personal relationships with grace and effectiveness. It involves understanding others' motivations and gently nudging them towards a beneficial outcome without appearing to manipulate or coerce. This approach builds trust and respect, as it respects individuals' autonomy and encourages personal growth. In personal relationships, this can mean leading by example in habits, communication, and respect, which often inspires similar behaviors in others. What challenges might we face in cultivating subtle influence? Cultivating subtle influence requires patience, empathy, and a deep understanding of human behavior. The challenge lies in balancing influence with detachment, as trying too hard to steer outcomes can lead to frustration and resistance. It also requires a nuanced understanding of each situation, as the wrong approach can seem patronizing or manipulative. Developing this skill involves a lot of observation, trial and error, and an acceptance of sometimes stepping back and letting things unfold. Can subtle influence be effectively applied in professional settings? In professional environments, subtle influence is invaluable. It allows leaders to foster a positive culture and guide teams toward organizational goals without micromanaging, which enhances employee satisfaction and productivity. Subtle influence can be exercised through setting clear expectations indirectly, shaping the work environment to promote certain behaviors, and embodying the qualities that the organization values, encouraging others to adopt these traits naturally. How does practicing subtle influence affect our leadership style? Subtle influence promotes a leadership style that is more about empowerment than enforcement. Leaders who master this skill are often seen as mentors or role models rather than authoritarian figures. This form of leadership encourages a more collaborative and innovative team dynamic because team members feel their input is valued and they are motivated to take initiative. As a result, leaders who practice subtle influence often see higher levels of loyalty and engagement. What steps can we take to develop a more influential yet subtle approach in our interactions? To develop subtle influence, start by actively listening and observing the behaviors and needs of others without immediate judgment or advice. Practice empathy by trying to understand the world from others' perspectives and use this understanding to inform your interactions. Offer suggestions in a way that invites conversation rather than demands change. Cultivate a personal style that others can aspire to, making your actions consistent with your advice. How does subtle influence contribute to our overall well-being? Using subtle influence can significantly enhance our well-being by reducing the stress associated with conflict and direct confrontation. It allows for smoother interactions and more predictable outcomes, as relationships are less about control and more about mutual respect and understanding. Moreover, mastering this form of influence can increase our confidence and satisfaction in our ability to handle social interactions and leadership roles effectively. For 1 week, try to map the influences in your interactions. After each significant conversation or decision, jot down how you influence the outcome subtly, whether through your demeanor, suggestions, or by setting an example. Reflect on the effectiveness of each approach and consider how you might improve or adapt your methods for different personalities or situations. Lesson 5: The Stoics' Silent Timing. Have you ever considered the power of timing in your actions and words? Stoicism teaches the importance of not just what to say or do, but when to say or do it. This lesson focuses on the Stoics' silent timing, mastering the art of choosing the optimal moment for action or silence to maximize impact and maintain control over any situation. Timing is an essential component of the secrets of silent power, deeply influencing how actions and decisions are perceived and their subsequent effects. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the value of foresight and patience in decision-making. Just as a seasoned gardener knows the precise moment to plant seeds for the best harvest, a Stoic uses wisdom to judge the correct timing for actions. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of adapting one's actions to the circumstances, highlighting that the effectiveness of actions often depends on their timing. By perfecting this, you display a commanding understanding of situations, enhancing your influence and authority without overt efforts. How often do you act impulsively versus waiting for the right moment? Developing the skill of silent timing involves observing situations carefully and acting only when it is most advantageous. This restraint is not about hesitation, but about strategic decision-making. It requires a deep understanding of the environment and the dynamics at play, ensuring that when you do take action, it is both powerful and effective. Imagine the impact of a well-timed decision in a business meeting or a thoughtful pause in a heated debate. These actions, when timed correctly, can shift perspectives, alter outcomes, and lead to success. The Stoics' silent timing involves this precise orchestration of actions and pauses, making each move count more significantly than rushed or ill-timed efforts could ever achieve. What role does observation play in mastering timing? To develop timing, you must first become an excellent observer of people and events. Observation allows you to anticipate reactions and understand the deeper currents within situations. This insight is crucial for deciding not just what to do, but when to do it. The Stoics' practice of constant vigilance and awareness feeds into the ability to time actions perfectly. In addition to observation, reflection is crucial. Reflecting on past interactions and the outcomes of your timing can sharpen your skills. Consider times when a delayed response proved more beneficial than an immediate one, or when acting swiftly averted complications. These reflections enhance your understanding of timing's impact and refine your intuition for future situations. How can you practice and improve your timing on a daily basis? Start by consciously deciding to delay certain actions or responses throughout your day. Experiment with different timings for routine activities and observe the results. Such practice helps you understand the effects of timing in various contexts and makes you more adept at choosing the right moment in critical situations. Reflect daily on the timing of your interactions. Did you speak too soon, or did you miss an opportunity to act? How did the timing of your actions affect the outcomes? Keeping a journal of these reflections can provide insights into how timing influences different aspects of your life and how you can continue to improve this skill. Maintain a daily journal focused specifically on the timing of your actions and decisions. Note instances where your timing affected the outcome, both positively and negatively. Analyze these situations to understand better why certain timings worked and others didn't. This ongoing practice will not only improve your timing, but also deepen your overall Stoic practice, enhancing your silent power in every aspect of life. This exploration into the Stoics' silent timing reveals how critical timing is to exercising influence and achieving desired outcomes. By mastering this skill, you can enhance your ability to navigate complex situations with grace and effectiveness, using silence and action in perfect harmony to advance your goals. Lesson 6: Harnessing the Power of Stoic Restraint. How often do you find yourself reacting immediately to situations without pause? Stoic restraint involves the deliberate decision to hold back immediate reactions, allowing for thoughtful responses instead. This lesson dives into the vital practice of Stoic restraint as a component of the secrets of silent power. By mastering restraint, you not only control your actions, but also the perception others have of you, reinforcing your role as a composed and powerful figure. Stoic philosophers like Seneca emphasize the importance of controlling one's impulses. We should first filter our thoughts through a sieve of reason before acting upon them. This process is crucial because unfiltered reactions often lead to regrettable outcomes. By practicing restraint, you ensure that your actions are always considered and that they align with your broader principles and goals. What impact does Stoic restraint have on your interactions with others? When you practice restraint, people notice a difference in how you handle conflict and stress. Instead of contributing to potential escalation, your composed demeanor can diffuse tension and foster a more reasoned dialogue. This ability significantly enhances your influence, as others come to regard you as a stabilizing force within any group or situation. Imagine being in a high-pressure environment where stakes and tempers are high. If you respond to challenges with calm restraint rather than impulsivity, you set a standard of behavior for others to follow. This not only positions you as a leader, but also shifts the group's dynamics towards more effective and rational interactions. Stoic restraint thus becomes a tool for leadership and influence, guiding others through example. How can you develop Stoic restraint in your daily life? Start by becoming more mindful of your initial impulses in various situations. Notice when you feel the urge to react quickly, and train yourself to take a step back instead. This pause can be as brief as a few deep breaths or a moment of reflection, asking yourself whether this reaction serves your purpose. Training yourself in Stoic restraint also involves understanding the triggers that typically prompt your immediate reactions. Once you identify these triggers, you can prepare yourself to handle them differently in the future. Whether it's a type of comment that irks you, or a situation that typically induces stress, knowing your triggers allows you to brace yourself for a more measured response. In addition to personal reflection, engaging in regular meditation can enhance your ability to practice stoic restraint. Meditation teaches you to observe your thoughts and emotions without immediately acting on them, increasing your self-awareness and control. This practice is directly transferable to real-life situations where such control is crucial. Why is feedback important in mastering stoic restraint? Seek out feedback from trusted colleagues or friends about how you handle stressful situations. This feedback can provide you with insights into how your attempts at restraint are perceived and what impact they have. Use this feedback to fine-tune your approach, ensuring your restraint achieves the intended effect of projecting silent power. Implement a response delay technique in your communications for a week. Whenever you receive an email, message, or a question that normally would trigger an immediate response, take a predetermined amount of time to think over your answer. This practice helps to build your restraint muscle, making it stronger and more reflexive. Note your observations and feelings during this period in a journal to reflect on how delaying your responses impacts the outcomes of your interactions. Through mastering stoic restraint, you not only enhance your personal peace, but also your influence over others. This lesson has explored how restraint integrates into the broader framework of silent power, contributing to a dignified and authoritative presence. Remember that each step forward in your practice of restraint is a step towards becoming a more thoughtful and impactful individual in every aspect of your life. Lesson 7. The subtlety of stoic patience. Patience, a core stoic value, is not merely the ability to wait, but the ability to maintain a calm and positive demeanor during the waiting process. This silent strength allows us to endure life's trials without complaint or frustration, reflecting a deep inner resilience and self-control. By mastering patience, we demonstrate a command over our impulses and emotions, showcasing a maturity that influences others. Marcus Aurelius often emphasized patience as a virtue that separates wise men from the foolish, highlighting its role in achieving a peaceful and meaningful life. When we cultivate patience, we are essentially training ourselves to handle uncertainty and delay without agitation. This practice strengthens our emotional intelligence by allowing us to manage our reactions to frustrations and setbacks. In turn, this enhances our relationships as we become more tolerant and understanding of others' faults and timings. Professionally, patience enables us to approach projects and challenges with a steady, persistent effort that leads to higher quality outcomes and greater satisfaction in our work. One of the biggest challenges in cultivating patience is the modern world's emphasis on speed and immediate results. We are constantly bombarded with messages that value quick responses and instant gratification, which can make the slow and steady approach of patience seem outdated or ineffective. Overcoming this mindset requires a deliberate rejection of societal pressures and a deep commitment to the Stoic principles of enduring gracefully. Can patience really influence others? Patience is a silently powerful tool in influencing others. When people see someone maintaining composure in stressful situations, it inspires respect and often emulation. In leadership, patience communicates strength and reliability, qualities that are essential for building trust and authority. It also creates a more harmonious environment as patience tends to diffuse conflicts and promote understanding. How does patience affect our decision-making? Patience allows us to take a more measured approach to decision-making. Instead of reacting impulsively, we give ourselves the time to gather more information, consider the consequences of different choices, and reflect on past experiences. This leads to wiser, more informed decisions that are likely to produce better results in the long term. Patience also helps us recognize when no action is the best action, which can be crucial in both personal and professional contexts. What practical steps can we take to develop patience? Developing patience involves several practical steps that can be integrated into daily life. Begin by setting small, manageable goals that require a steady effort over time. Practice mindfulness and meditation to enhance your ability to stay present and calm. When faced with delays or frustrations, use deep breathing techniques to maintain your composure. Reflect on the benefits of waiting and consider the potential negative consequences of haste. How does patience contribute to our overall well-being? Patience significantly contributes to our mental and physical well-being by reducing stress and anxiety associated with the need for immediate results. It allows us to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, leading to a more fulfilling and balanced life. By not sweating the small stuff, we can conserve our emotional energy for what truly matters, leading to greater happiness and life satisfaction. Keep a patience journal for 1 month. Each day, write down a situation where you felt impatient and how you handled it. Reflect on what triggered your impatience and how you might manage similar situations better in the future. Also, note any positive outcomes from situations where you successfully practiced patience. This will help you see the value of developing this virtue and motivate you to continue working on it. Lesson 8. Cultivating the Stoic Reserve. How often do you think about the reserve you maintain in your personal and professional interactions? Stoic reserve is not about detachment or aloofness. Rather, it's a measured control over one's emotions and reactions. This lesson focuses on how mastering stoic reserve can enhance your silent power, making you an anchor of stability in any situation. This aspect of stoicism helps in maintaining a calm demeanor, ensuring that your reactions are always considered and purposeful. Stoic reserve involves a deep understanding of oneself and one's emotions. It requires an awareness of how emotions can drive behaviors and potentially lead to less than optimal outcomes. By maintaining a reserve, you prevent your immediate feelings from dictating your actions. This control is a form of silent power that conveys confidence and reliability, traits that are highly valued in both personal and professional realms. What impact does stoic reserve have on your relationships and interactions? When you consistently display a reserved demeanor, people come to view you as someone who is thoughtful and composed under pressure. This perception builds trust and respect, as others feel secure in your ability to handle sensitive situations. It also prevents unnecessary conflicts, since a reserved approach often avoids the escalation of emotions. Imagine being in a high-stress situation where reactions are heightened and the potential for conflict is significant. If you respond with stoic reserve, keeping your emotions in check and your demeanor calm, you can diffuse potential issues and guide the situation to a more peaceful resolution. This ability to maintain composure under fire not only averts crises, but also solidifies your reputation as a steadfast leader. How can you develop and enhance your stoic reserve? Start by becoming more conscious of your emotional responses. Regular self-reflection helps identify which emotions you find most challenging to control. Practice techniques such as deep breathing, mindfulness, or even brief periods of meditation to manage these emotions before they affect your behavior. This practice will strengthen your ability to maintain reserve when it counts. In addition to personal reflection, feedback from others can be incredibly valuable in developing stoic reserve. Ask close colleagues or friends to provide honest feedback on your emotional expressions in various situations. This external perspective can help you see blind spots in your emotional control and guide you in making adjustments. How does practicing stoic reserve benefit your decision-making process? By maintaining emotional neutrality, you ensure that your decisions are based on rational analysis rather than fleeting emotions. This approach leads to more consistent and reliable decision-making, especially in critical situations where the stakes are high. It also models a rational approach to problem-solving for others, promoting a more balanced and thoughtful environment. Reflect on instances where you have successfully maintained stoic reserve and instances where you have not. Analyze the outcomes of both scenarios to better understand the impact of your emotional control on the results. This ongoing analysis will enhance your awareness and effectiveness in applying stoic reserve. Implement a daily practice of monitoring and recording your emotional responses. Each evening, reflect on the day's events and how you managed your emotions. Were there moments when you could have exhibited more stoic reserve? How did your emotional state during these moments affect the outcomes? Documenting these observations will help you recognize patterns and improve your control over time. By mastering stoic reserve, you embrace an essential component of silent power, enhancing your ability to navigate complex interactions and challenging situations with grace and effectiveness. Remember that each step forward in your development of stoic reserve strengthens not just your leadership capabilities, but also your personal growth and stability. Lesson 9. Cultivating the stoic gaze. Have you ever noticed how some individuals command attention with just a look? In the realm of stoic practices, the stoic gaze refers to the ability to communicate authority, calm, and confidence through one's eyes. This lesson explores the profound impact of nonverbal communication and how mastering the stoic gaze can significantly enhance your silent power. The eyes are not only a mirror to the soul, but a powerful tool for conveying strength and serenity without a word. The stoic gaze is rooted in the philosophy of maintaining a calm inner state, which is then reflected outwardly. Marcus Aurelius believed that the soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Thus, if one harbors peace and rationality internally, these qualities can be expressed through the eyes. This silent communication is compelling and can influence those around you, often subconsciously, setting the tone for interactions without verbal intervention. How often do you actively think about what your eyes are conveying? In stressful situations, people often reveal anxiety, fear, or uncertainty through their eyes. By training yourself in the stoic gaze, you ensure that your eyes reflect only composed confidence. This ability to mask inner turmoil not only enhances personal resilience, but also influences how others perceive and react to you in professional or personal settings. Imagine you are in a high-stakes meeting. If you maintain a steady, serene gaze, you naturally project a sense of assurance and control. This projection can calm the room, sway opinions, and lead discussions without overt expressions of power. The stoic gaze thus becomes a strategic element of leadership, enhancing your ability to guide and persuade simply through your presence. What steps can you take to develop a stoic gaze? The first step is mindfulness. Being aware of your emotional state and how it affects your gaze is crucial. Practicing mindfulness helps you gain control over your emotions, allowing you to maintain a calm demeanor even under pressure. This control is essential for a stoic, as it prevents unwanted emotional displays from surfacing. In addition to mindfulness, regular meditation can enhance your ability to maintain the stoic gaze. Meditation teaches you to detach from immediate emotional responses and view situations with clarity and equanimity. This detachment is crucial for sustaining a gaze that does not waver with the ebb and flow of personal feelings, but remains steady and reassuring, a beacon of stability. How can the stoic gaze impact your nonverbal communication overall? Beyond meetings, this practice enriches every interaction, from negotiations to casual conversations. It signals to others that you are fully present and engaged, but not easily swayed by external pressures. This consistency in nonverbal communication builds trust and respect, key components of effective leadership and personal relationships. Reflect on your daily interactions and notice how your eye contact varies depending on your feelings and whom you are speaking with. Are there inconsistencies? Strive for a uniform stoic gaze that does not fluctuate with emotions or change based on the listener. Consistency in your gaze sends a message of reliability and depth of character. Set aside time each day to practice maintaining the stoic gaze. Begin by observing yourself in the mirror, practicing holding your gaze steady while thinking about different scenarios, both stressful and calm. Gradually, incorporate this practice in your interactions with others, starting with non-threatening situations and building up to more challenging ones. Note the reactions you receive and reflect on how your stoic gaze influenced these interactions. This exploration of the stoic gaze illuminates yet another facet of the secrets of silent power. By mastering this subtle yet impactful form of communication, you enhance your ability to influence and lead silently. The eyes, after all, can be as articulate as the tongue. Harness this silent eloquence and let your gaze speak volumes, embodying the tranquil authority of a true stoic. Lesson 10. The strength of stoic composure. How effectively do you maintain composure under stress? Stoic composure is the ability to remain calm and assured regardless of the circumstances. This final lesson focuses on mastering stoic composure as a pivotal aspect of silent power. teaching you to uphold serenity and confidence in the most challenging situations. By cultivating this trait, you not only enhance your ability to influence outcomes, but also become a source of strength for others. Stoic composure is rooted in the belief that external events should not disturb our inner peace. This concept, emphasized by Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, advocates for a mental state where disturbances are perceived but not allowed to disrupt one's tranquility. By maintaining composure, you project an image of reliability and control, which is crucial in both personal and professional settings. What role does Stoic composure play in leadership? In leadership roles, the ability to remain composed is often equated with competence and confidence. Leaders who demonstrate Stoic composure in crises are perceived as more capable and trustworthy. This perception not only enhances their influence but also stabilizes the team or organization, as people look to composed leaders for guidance and reassurance. Imagine facing a sudden crisis in your organization, perhaps a financial downturn or a public relations issue. If you react with panic or visible stress, it could amplify the anxiety of your team or stakeholders. However, if you handle the situation with stoic composure, you mitigate not only your own stress but also that of those around you, effectively controlling the narrative and the emotional climate. How can you develop and enhance your stoic composure? Begin by practicing mindfulness techniques that allow you to observe your reactions without becoming entangled in them. Regular meditation can help you detach from immediate emotional impulses, providing the mental space needed to choose how you respond, rather than reacting out of instinct. Self-awareness is key in developing stoic composure. By understanding your typical stress responses, you can anticipate and prepare for managing them. This preparation involves recognizing the physical signs of stress and implementing strategies to calm yourself in real time, such as focused breathing or a brief walk to clear your mind. How does maintaining composure affect your decision-making? With stoic composure, your decisions are less likely to be influenced by transient emotions and more likely to be the result of reasoned thought. This approach not only improves the quality of your decisions, but also increases the consistency of your actions, further solidifying your reputation for reliability and wisdom. In your daily interactions, challenge yourself to remain composed, especially in unexpected or stressful situations. Note how people react differently when you maintain composure, as opposed to when you show visible signs of stress. This observation will reinforce the benefits of stoic composure and motivate you to continue its practice. Each day, set a goal to maintain composure in a specific situation where you usually feel stressed. After the situation, reflect on how maintaining composure affected the outcome and your own emotional state. Write these reflections in a journal to track your progress and identify situations where you need to strengthen your ability to remain composed. By mastering stoic composure, you enhance your silent power and your effectiveness in all areas of life. This lesson not only concludes our series on the secrets of silent power, but also encapsulates the essence of stoicism, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth and influence. As you continue to practice these principles, remember that each step you take in cultivating stoic composure not only benefits you personally, but also enhances your impact on the world around you.